Everyone must be seated in the front. This is a historical event we are all participating in. Srila Jaipatak Swami Maharaj, who was in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, miraculously survived what was impossible. When we invited him for the Punyatra just a few days ago, he was so excited to give his association and receive the association of all of the devotees here. Although many doctors tried to dissuade him from coming, many well-wishers and disciples, he was persistent. And ultimately, the senior-most doctor said, whatever makes him happy is what we should do. Because he's a preacher, and he's happy to show compassion to others. In an ambulance, he laid down on a hospital bed for 4 hours in order to reach us here. We are so grateful to you, Srila Jaipatak Swami Maharaj. And I humbly request all the assembled devotees to very, very enthusiastically, tumultuously, from the core of your hearts, to show our gratitude for this great sacrifice of Srila Jaipatak Maharaj by loudly chanting Hari Bol. Much, much louder, please. Maharaj, we are so unlimitedly happy in your association.
Bhaktivedanta Sai Hohai. All I got here on the second and the last look I had checked soon. On the dungeon after my cigarette and all. And I always do what I could start to start with today. See what the Bhaktivedanta Sai Hohai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I'm sorry that my voice is not yet so clear.
I'm sorry that my voice is still not so clear.
First of all, I want to thank all of you and Radhanath Swami for the Vrindavan Yatra. They prayed for me in the Mass and by the cause of mercy of Krishna, I somehow survived.
First of all, I want to thank all of you and His Holiness Radhanath Swami for the Vrindavan Yatra, where everyone prayed in mass, and I survived by Krishna's mercy.
They said that normally nobody survives the attack I had.
They said that normally nobody survives the kind of attack that I had.
And if they do survive, they become a vegetable.
And if they do survive, they become a vegetable.
But by God's mercy, I'm still alive, and by Krishna's causeless mercy.
By Krishna's causeless mercy, I'm still alive.
So actually, I always wanted to I heard so much about the Puna Yatra, so this was a great opportunity for me to be invited directly by Radhanath Swami to attend.
Actually, I had heard so much about the Puna Yatra, so now I had the opportunity, the great opportunity, to be directly invited by His Holiness Radhanath Swami to attend the Yatra.
And also get the association of the other Maharajas. Bhakti Churu Maharaj had also visited me several times in the hospital, and he gave me instruction that I had to stay with him.
And the association of so many other Maharajas, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami had visited me several times in the hospital and had instructed me that I had to stay back with him.
I couldn't go.
I couldn't go.
And the Chandramali Maharaj also came. He's writing a book on Christian preaching.
And Chandramali Maharaj had also come. He's writing a book on prison preaching.
And of course, coming to Pune Yatra, also Pune is the headquarters for the ISKCON Youth Program.
And also coming for the Pune Yatra, Pune is the headquarters for the ISKCON Youth Preaching Program.
So very happy to always to come here and see the dynamic youth preaching.
So always very happy to come here and see the dynamic youth preaching.
So also the Yatra show how much of a beautiful family spirit is there amongst all of you.
And also the beautiful family spirit that is there among all of you.
And I heard that the drama tonight is going to be about the appearance of the Mayapur Narasimhadev. So I heard to see that.
I heard that the drama tonight is in the appearance of Mayapur Narasimhadev, so I have to see that.
So, being at the Bhaktivedanta Hospital is a real experience.
Being at the Bhaktivedanta Hospital has been a great experience.
Because when they come around with Jagannath every night, I have them tell me one of the best times, so that I can also share with Radhanath Swami.
When they come around with Jagannath in the evening to their room, he has them tell some of the past times of the hospital so that he can share with Radhanath Swami.
One of the neighbors was trying to save a pigeon and he fell off the ladder. He broke his arm. So he went to the hospital emergency to get his arm fixed.
One of the neighbors was trying to save a pigeon and he fell off the ladder and broke his arm. So he had to come to the hospital in an emergency.
So then the local devotee care preachers went preaching to him and he didn't realize that the hospital had also spiritual care department.
So the devotee, spiritual care devotees approached him and he said they didn't know that they had a spiritual care department.
So because of his kindness to the pigeon, he later became a devotee. So he was saved by the pigeon, really.
So by his kindness to the pigeon, he became a devotee.
He was actually saved by the pigeon.
Hari Om! Hari Om! Hari Om! I'll share some more story with you later. Right now we all want to see the drama.
I'll share some more stories later. Right now we all want to see the drama.
Let us thank Srila Jaipatak Swami Maharaj. And tomorrow morning, he will be speaking again. His Holiness Srila Jaipatak Swami Maharaj Ki. Thank you very much.
लगी इसमें फिर